You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, following the reopening of Tadcaster Bridge, contractors are back on site to carry out more work. Meanwhile, we're being encouraged to have our say on North Yorkshire's public rights of way. Here's County Councillor Don McKenzie to tell us more.
I was there for the opening of the bridge on Friday the 3rd of February, a great day for North Yorkshire County Council, an even greater day for the residents of Tadcaster. We've still got a bit of work to do. Whilst the bridge is open and fully operational and even better than it was before because it's wider, so it's better for pedestrians and for cyclists and for all of the road users, we've had a bit of work to do. We've got to finish and cut some of the piling work down to the riverbed level. We've got to re-establish some concrete collars around the pier bases. A bit of landscaping work, obviously, when you've had heavy equipment around the river. With the muddy conditions that are there, we need to just spruce up the riverbanks, tidy up some of the masonry work around the bridge, and then indeed get all of the kit away from the site area and dismantle the temporary footbridge that we provided, of course, straight away to enable residents to be able to travel from one side of their town to the other. So, yes, we received £3 million from central government to repair the bridge. We received a further £1.4 million pounds from the North Yorkshire Local Enterprise Partnership to widen it. So together we spent approaching £5 million to restore the bridge to the people of Tadcaster better and wider than ever before.
Now, just moving on to public rights of way in North Yorkshire, there's a consultation regarding them, isn't there? Just tell us about that.
There is. This is a very important consultation because we are, as everyone knows, we are the England's largest county. And not only do we have the huge network of highways, but we also have a very huge network of public rights of way. About 3,000 defects on our public ways are reported to us every year. And we arrange maintenance not only through our small staff of officers, but with support from landowners, contractors, and the most important people of all, a dedicated group of countryside volunteers on whom we rely and without whom we simply couldn't get the job done. But nevertheless, in order to look for efficiencies, we are now seeking public opinions on which of our public ways we should give priority to, and that is why we've launched this consultation. And to give you a typical example, we believe we're placing the right sort of priority on, for example, a bridge on a cycle route. That would be one of our top priorities. And then a lesser priority would be something like a damaged gate or a stile, when it's fairly easy to bypass that particular gate and stile and continue on your walk, or in the case of horses, of course, on your ride. So we're wanting to get some affirmation from the general public that we've got the priorities right, and that in times of ever increasing pressure on budgets, we are spending our money in those areas that our residents think are the most important areas in which to invest.
People can take part in that consultation through the County Council website, can't they?
Yes, there is a link. If you look to the North Yorkshire County Council website, and then there's a link there under Public Rights of Way Consultation. It's open at the moment, and the closing date for that consultation is Sunday, the 19th of March.
Okay, and in Harrogate now, Essential Needs, which is the community furniture store, that's had a bit of support from the County Council, hasn't it?
It has. I recently became a trustee of this excellent charity. This charity has been based near the Marks and Spencers Junction of Leeds Road for some 21 years, and it provides low-cost furniture to those people and those families in need. Up until now, the charity has been using a plain white box wagon, one that they received thanks to a donation from Harrogate Borough Council. But it was very much an anonymous charity, and of course charities do need the support of the general public, and so it's important that the general public understands that first of all the charity exists, and secondly the very important work that that charity does. And for that reason, I agreed to make an application on my North Yorkshire County Council locality budget for £600 in order to take the van along to a local graphic design and production company, Signorama, and they have produced an excellent box wagon for us with clear logo and clear lettering to show exactly who Essential Needs are, what they do, and how the general public can help by means of donating to the charity furniture which is no longer needed, for example, and also to encourage those people who are under financial pressure to come along to our warehouse and to purchase at low cost some essential items of furniture.
And your locality budget, is that something other groups, organisations can potentially benefit from?
Yes, the locality budget was introduced by our council leader, Carl Lez, some 2 years ago when he became leader. And it is worth £5,000 a year to every elected member, and there are 72 of us. And the elected member has, therefore, the authority to donate up to £5,000, but certainly in most cases the much smaller amounts that add up then to £5,000, to worthwhile local causes, to community groups, to charities like Essential Needs, and to help the, his or her local community to thrive. In my own case, of course, I've spent it on such things as St Wilfrid's Church Community Centre, in Valley Gardens, Saltergate School, Stein Centre Community Area in the Jennyfields Estate, and on Essential Needs. So a wide variety of local groups have been helped both by me and by my 71 colleagues throughout North Yorkshire.